group Blues Country that's coming up and setting up for you now. Blues Country is began as a duet, and it's Art Crummer and Nancy Levine, and they first began as a duet back in about 1994. And independently, Nancy Levine is well known around the state for her fingerstyle picking on the guitar. And Art, he plays the dobro and the guitar, and he's from Gainesville. But Nancy is from Jacksonville, so when they first met, it was a little bit difficult to try to arrange their songs together. And I love this. Art has won blue ribbons and for his dobro and guitar and his male vocalist attempts at the Florida Old Time Music Championships. And also, I like this byline. He said he is the best dobro player in his price range. Good quote. And in 1995, they expanded their group to a full group with Jim Bainbridge. He's from Cedar Key. And Jim, for them, plays electric bass and mandolin. And he was most recently affiliated with the group Travis Creek, led by Dan and Jane Cantwell. Probably a lot of you have heard of them before. And also added to the group was Joe Rena from Lutz, Florida. This band lives all over. Lutz, not Lutz, but Lutz, Florida. And Joe plays blues harps with the group, and he has played with Tampa Blue, both as a duet and later on as a trio with Tampa Blue and the Mud Puppies. Besides being a member of Blues Country, he also plays with the Djangos, which is a group of contemporary bluegrass, folk, and swing style. And I also know him with the group Crazy Feet, which is a Tampa-based contra dance band. And they have a CD that I have right here in my hand called Blues Country. And to tell you a little bit about the CD as they're setting up, it's called Wild Women and the Men Who Love Them. And this is a compilation CD of music from the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And it's songs about rocky relationships, featuring songs such as highlighting women musicians, such as Bessie Smith, Ma Rainey, Sippy Wallace, and Ida Cox. And besides these arrangements, they have nearly new and antique two songs on this same theme of rocky relationships.
Male guitar, please play.
And much of this band's music comes from a time in the 20s, 30s, and 40s when black musicians and white musicians freely borrowed from each other. And also, the one instrument that is a little bit unusual, if you're not familiar with the dobro, I believe that Art will give you a little bit of history on the dobro when he's free there. I first saw a dobro about 30 years ago at a Unitarian coffee house in Flint, Michigan, and it was really, really an interesting kind of an instrument. Art, do you have a little time to hold up your dobro? Right there, in front there. That's seen some miles. If you got a little bit of time while they're still checking sound.
Yeah, usually people really don't know what a dobro is. It's a steel guitar that's set up with in an open tuning. And I usually like to give a brief history of the dobro. So if you've got a few minutes, I invented the dobro.
I did not.
Now is he serious? Or and here's the group, Blues Country.
Vocal Hello. Mic here, thank you. Do we have the harmonica? Well, we'll give you a chance to warm up with the sound guy. Frank up there is doing a great job of hearing all these compliments all weekend long. Really proud to be here, Blues Country. When whippoorwills call,
whippoorwills call,
and evening is nigh,
evening is nigh,
we'll hurry to my blue. I turn to the right,
a little white light,
we'll lead
smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room. A little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me.
Just Molly and me.
And baby makes three.
And baby makes three.
We're happy in my blue heaven, oh Joe. A smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room. Oh, sing it, you know it. A little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me.
Just Molly and me.
And baby makes three.
And baby makes three.
We're happy in
my
blue heaven.
Well, sometimes it doesn't work as smoothly as that. This next song, My Wild... Women Be Wild... Wild Women Don't Get the Blues is a case in point. Are you ready? One, two... Talking about their monkey men, about their noble boyfriends and their two-timing friends. These poor women sit around all day and moan, wondering why their no good papas don't come home. Wild women don't worry, wild women don't have no blues. Independent woman, I got a mind of my own. And if my man don't like it, he can find another home. I get full of good liquor, walk the streets all night. Go home and throw my man out if he don't act right. Wild women don't worry, wild women don't. Get wild, Art. Yeah, Joe, just climb on in there. Yeah. That's wild. Be on the square, 'cause if you do, he'll have a woman everywhere. I was never known to treat no one man right. I keep my man working both day and night. Wild women don't worry, wild women don't have no blue. Alright, look out. Just you listen to me. You've got to throw your man out if you want to be free. I'm going to tell you something I wouldn't tell you no lie. Wild women are the only kind that really get by. Wild women don't worry, wild women don't. What are you looking at?
those kinds of women are fun to sing about, but they're not fun to live with, I would imagine. Not being one myself, of course. Art's going to sing the male's response to this particular predicament, living with a woman who's out all night, comes home at daybreak. This is a Junior Brown song. It's called Get Up Every Morning. Take it, Art.
Hell out all night, some strange guy. You wake me up, it's 5:30. Seems like running around is all you do. Well, it's getting pretty plain to see the night owl you've turned out to be. I gotta get up every morning just to say goodnight to you. One look in your bloodshot eyes, my head starts to hurt. You come home with alibis when I get up for work. I had about as much as a man could take. Gal, you gotta stop staying out so late. I gotta get up every morning just to say goodnight to you. Hey, Jim, on the stand-up Mando. Best friend, I'm telling you, gal, this is better. I gotta get up every morning just to say goodnight to you. For you to change your schedule, that's something that I doubt. Every day I punch the clock about the time that you pass out. My morning coffee's your nightcap, you little all-night maniac. I gotta get up every morning just to say goodnight to you. I got to get up every morning just to say goodnight to you.
Now, we really owe a great deal to the sound man. And so in Frank's honor, I'm going to tell this light bulb joke, but I need someone to answer. How many light men does it take to screw in a light bulb?
To screw in a sound bulb?
Light bulb.
How many sound men?
How many sound men does it take to screw in a light bulb? It only takes one. Upon finding that there is no replacement, he takes the old one apart, repairs it with a piece of gum wrapper and duct tape, changes the screw mount to a bayonet mount, locates an appropriate patch cable, reinstalls the light bulb 40 feet from where it was supposed to be, making the band very happy. Let there be light. The sound man rules. Let's hear it for the sound man.
Could I have a little more on the dobro and a little less on her, please?
A lot less.
It's really true. It's going great up here. All right. This is the way Bessie Smith tuned her guitar. It sounded kind of like this. Here we go.
He said it would not be too long. Mope around the house, can't get my rest at night. It's early morning and it don't seem right. Come on and kiss me, your baby's got the midnight blues.
Well, here I am sitting in this bar playing poker with my buddies. Suppose I ought to go out and call her, it's getting awful late, but food will be here in a minute, and it's kind of a cute waitress. I'll call her later. Anyway, my buddies want to know, are you out or are you in? I gotta play, I'm winning.
I think I hear my telephone. It keeps on ringing, but I'm not home. There's gas in my tank, and it's a quarter to four. When he gets back, I won't be there anymore. He's gonna miss me, and then he'll have the midnight.
Thank you.
Art always has to have the last word, so he wrote an answer to this song that I just wrote, and it's actually called Answer Phone Blues. Conveniently enough, and it's on that theme of men have to ramble when they are disappointed in love. You know,
how are we doing on time? Is anybody back there? They're asleep, okay.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Oh, hey. We actually got the stage manager, Dave, out here listening. This is a compliment.
This song is on our CD, too, as are all the others we played.
It's probably better than... This is how we learned it. We listened to the CD. Yeah, this is... There is a myth in literature and in many songs on the lines of women cry and men run away and men ramble. Song on that theme. How about if I play in C?
C's good for me.
Woke up this morning about a 2:30. Thinking about my baby, it was making me blue. Oh Lord, I got a case of them blues. You know I called my baby, got the answer phone. She said leave a message cause I'm not at home. Lord, Lord, I got them answer phone blues. Now looking out the window, 3:30, bright moon shining on a dead oak tree. Oh Lord, that's what it's like when a man feels blue. You know my eyes got blurry, I had a runny nose, but then I felt a little tingle down in my toes. Lord, 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 I got them rambling blues. They say that when a woman gets the blues, she'll cry. But when a man feels blue, he'll catch a train and ride. If I feel like crying, hold my key to her too. And that's what I did with the answer phone blues. Well, I walked all night in the falling rain. Scratchy feeling moved up to my brain. Oh, Lord, oh, I got them rambling blues. You know, I strolled on down Psychiatric Lane. They said, you got the blues, boy, you ain't insane. Oh, Lord, 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 I got them rambling blues. Oh, ramble a little bit, Joe. I got them rambling blues. When I call you, you're never home. That's why this man's got to roam. Lord, 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 you know I got them. I got them rambling blues. Woo. Okay, we didn't know if we'd have enough time for this. We've got a song, an Irving Berlin song from the Prohibition era that we'll do. It's called Cuba. Now, Jimmy Bainbridge from Cedar Key here has warned me that this might not be a PC topic, but this has nothing whatsoever to do with that little boy, whatever his name is.
Song's
we
called.
Wish him the best. Cuba. Not so far from here, there's a very lovely atmosphere. Everybody's going there this year, and there's a reason. The season opened last July. Ever since the USA went dry, everybody's going there, and we're going to. Come on now. On our way to Cuba, that's where I'm going.
That's where I'll stay.
Oh yeah.
Cuba, where wine is flowing and all those dark-eyed Stellas,
you know they
like the fellas. Can I tell them in Cuba? That's where I'm going. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you take a wonderful trip to Havana, hop on a ship, and I'll see you in CBA. On our way to Cuba.
Why don't you drink it like
that's
a Cuban instead of hiding in the cellar? Since Prohibition, tell me, how have you been, the mighty frightened little fella? Why don't you drink it from the bottle instead of a tiny silver flask? Drink your scotch, beer, or gin where the dries can't get in. The famous bars and their cigars are there that only
Cuba, that's where I'm going.
Oh,
no. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you take a wonderful trip to Havana, hop on a ship, and I'll see you. See you be
Cuban.
I'm going to
late, drink of their wine, blind, but nevertheless, they're glad to see you in CUBA.
Why don't you travel with us on a plane or a bus to Miami? We can begin to plan a wonderful trip on a plane or a ship that'll take us from Florida to Havana. See you in CUBA. CUBA. Gonna see you in CUBA.
Thank you very much. Joe Rena on the harp.
I'm so glad to be here.
Jim Bainbridge on the mando. Nancy Levine, Art Crummer, Blues Country. Thank you.
Another big hand for Blues Country. A very important announcement. Please don't forget to get a festival t-shirt. And you can get them several different places. They're on sale here at the Pfaff tent, right there, the back porch, and also the gift shop. And don't forget also to see the Florida Folklife Society in the marketplace. And speaking of the FOF tent, you can become a member of the Friends of Florida Folk simply by signing up, paying a little bit of money that brings you a wonderful newsletter every month, lists and directories of the musicians. And I know I have to renew my membership before the day is over. Coming up is a group called Tamerlan. They've been here before. And it's a husband and wife team, Arvid Smith and Lee Hunter. And they're classically trained musicians, but they've gone into the realm of folk music in a really different sort of way. They have Celtic music, European and American folk songs, and they've also incorporated along the way their own original compositions. They play many, many different instruments, but today they're going to be singing for you and playing guitar and different kinds of percussion instruments. They do have a couple of CDs that are available at the FOF tent. And some of the things that they're going to be doing next week, they're going to the Piccolo Spoleto Festival in Charleston, South Carolina. If anybody has anything to do, that's next weekend. And they'll also be doing a tour of the Northeast later this summer. But in between, they'll be doing many performances here around the state of Florida. I've listened to them many times on WMNF radio. And they've got many write-ups in Dirty Linen magazine and also Sing Out. So they've gotten a lot of recognition for the music that they bring to you. You about ready?
Now we just want the money.
Pardon?
Now we just want the money.
Yeah. Just a couple more announcements about this evening and later on today. There'll be a full day of music is still ahead with this evening that the featuring is Florida folk song writers, many, many different writers that you're all familiar with who have come to the festival and been inspired here to write songs about Florida. And also Billy Dean will be back this evening. He was wonderful last evening, I heard him. And the festival finale that we have every year with Doug Goss, Southwind, and all the festival musicians. They're always filling the stage up here. And Greengrass Revival will also be here, the bluegrass group. Check one, two. Oh, there it is. Please give a warm Florida welcome to Tamerlan.
Thank you.
Whispers the wind of my own.
Thanks very much. It's called Quarks and Karma. It'll be on our upcoming CD, hopefully out before the end of the year. Hi, Walter. I've been wondering where you were this weekend. All right.
That song was in 5/4 time, so you could dance to it if one leg is shorter than the other.
This next tune is one we wrote in memory of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. Thank you very much. How you guys doing? Great weekend this weekend, eh? A little toasty, but that's okay. It's better than rain. Oops.
We're going to do a tune we wrote with another participant at this festival, our bud Del Suggs from Tallahassee. And this song we wrote over 2 years ago, and Del, even though we've crossed paths many times, has yet to hear it. He can't even hear it today.
I think he's performing right now. Actually, Del wrote the words to this song, and he gave it to us, which was quite an honor. And we decided we wanted it to sound a little more American than the tune that he had written, so we wrote the tune, but these are Del Sugg's words. It's a wonderful Irish murder ballad called High Above the Hills of Sligo. As soon as Arva gets these strings tuned.
Why do they always write Irish murder ballads? Why aren't they, you know, Dutch murder ballads?
Good question.
Ooh, there we are.
There?
Yeah.
Here we go. Where the spirits do abide, lives the legend of a widow and the grave she sits beside, in a dress as black as midnight, and a veil her face to hide. High lay, high low, above the hills. She lost her handsome shameless to a highwayman, it seems. And that day they found his body was the day she lost her dreams. So her life she buried with him, where the meadow grows so green. Del Suggs.
If you see Del, tell him you enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, all those tunes that we've done, are going on the next CD, we thought we ought to do something from one of our current CDs. We have two CDs available at the FAF tent. Our mailing list is also there, so if you want notification when the third one finally gets finished, if you're on the mailing list, you'll be sure to know about that. So anyway, we just want to thank everybody for listening to us today. This has been this is our last set for the weekend. It's great to see all of you, and hope to see you next year. We give special thanks to Ken Crawford and his staff and all the volunteers who make this festival possible. I hope that you'll give them a kind word. Yes, they've put together a great weekend this weekend. Well, No Tamerlane Set is complete without, well, although we already did a murder ballad. I don't know, that one's almost too sweet. So we need to go out with something rather savage, I guess. This is a song from our first CD. It's an Appalachian mountain ballad called The Cruel Mother. Thanks for listening, folks. Thanks very much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks to the sound guys for really attenuating us. Appreciate it.
Good job, guys. Take care. Enjoy.
Tamberlin, aren't they great? Let's hear it for them. Okay, they have tapes and CDs up at the Pfaff booth, and let's not forget to make sure you get up there. The sooner the better. The good tapes and the good CDs will all be sold out by late this evening, so make sure you get up there and collect a good supply. There's even some Christmas CDs up there, which might help you cool down a little bit. A couple other things of importance. Carlos Agria of Inca Spirit is performing on a continuous basis down near the gazebo, and the Suwannee River gazebo. And if you want a real change of pace, I can highly recommend them. They also have a CD up here, and it's a real spirit uplifting group. And it's really just kind of nice to go down there and, if for want of a better word, to just chill out for a while. So I highly recommend you get down and see them when you get a chance. Okay, we were talking about the Pfaff booth. They not only have tapes and CDs and videotapes, and they've got a few books. They also have T-shirts, and they have a nice, neat little half-sheet form that you can put your name down, attach a check to, and you then can be a member. It is the premier organization in the state for supporting folk entertainment of all kinds, and if you are not a member, shame on you. It is well worth it. There are a lot of other activities going around here. I know it's warm, and it's really nice to sit up there under the trees and just enjoy yourself, but there are a lot of fine folks all around this area that have got just some terrific entertainment. You've got the Interpretive Center way up there behind you by the road. For all you Swamp Buggy wannabe drivers, they've got three of those up there. If you ever watch ESPN2, you will see and recognize some of the Swamp Buggies they've got up there for the racing. And it's really neat to get up close and see how they're put together and see how these guys try to kill themselves in about three different ways. You can get run over, drowned, or wrecked, all real easy. How are we doing, guys? Okay. Folk entertainment is all about friendship and feedback. Friendship and entertainment. This group, old-time friends, have been friends for years. I've heard them here. I've heard them in the campground up where the entertainers stay. I've heard them down in Pinellas Park where they all live. They're a great group. They have a CD up here at the Pfaff booth. And I know, I guarantee, you'll enjoy old-time friends.
Could you take a little treble out of the guitar, please? You guys who are real Floridians, come down here and sit in the sun like you're supposed to. coffin. I remember the night she gave us promise. Oh, to me, sweet joy these words did bring. Fare thee well, and I know I will find you waiting when it's time for the whippoorwill to sing. How I long for the day when I shall meet her, if it be where the angels do sing. She is mine, and thoughts of you go sweeter when it's time for the whippoorwill to sing.
Summer, I heard this next song up in Nova Scotia and liked it pretty good. I hope you guys do. Far Side Banks of Jordan.
Until that happy day,
when you will come, then we'll find paradise. And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be waiting, drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow waters, reaching for your hand. Sing with us this time. And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be waiting and drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand. And I'll come running through the shallow water, reaching for your hand.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce ourselves to you. For those who don't know us, playing the harmonica and dobro is Jim Kaufman. Playing the bass over here is Thumper, Bob Myers. And Jan Moore is my wife, playing the auto harp, and I'm Don Moores, and we're glad to have you all today. You having a good time? We like to do old-time songs. Once in a while, we find a new song that sounds like an old-time song, and we do it, too. And this is one of those called Home.
I never thought I'd be turning back.
Thank you.
This is a song I heard quite some time ago by a man named Roy Harper, but I found that it was much older than that, called The Boomer's Tale of Woe. Well, come and gather all around me and listen to my tale of woe. I've got some good advice to give you. Well, a lot of things you ought to know. Take a tip from one who's traveled. Never start your rambling round. You're liable to get the wandering fever, honey. Then you'll never settle down. Then you'll never settle down. I met a little gal in Frisco. I asked her if she'd be my wife. I told her I was tired of traveling and would settle down for life. But then I heard a whistle blowing, leaving was a southbound train. I left her standing in the station, honey. I'll never see my cowboy again. I'll never see my cowboy.
Those of you who were lucky enough to be here last night and hear Frank and Ann Thomas, heard a couple of our favorite Florida songwriters, and this is one of the songs that they wrote. It's one of our favorite Florida songs. It's called The Old Cracker Cowman. And if you haven't heard the song, in the second verse it mentions some old-time Florida cowmen. This was really a big cattle state, still is one of the major cattle-producing states. And anyway, we like it. I think it tells a whole lot about the way we feel about Florida. It's called The Old Cracker Cowman. If you know it, sing along with us.
Mm-hmm. and better state highways are taking the place of old Mr. Flag Blues Red. Condos rise from the land, space shuttles fly. Old cracker cowman don't know how it all passed him by.
Thank you.
Old time friends, fun, good friendship, good folk music. Aren't they great? Go up and pick up one of their tapes. Yeah, let's hear it for them. And just by the by, just super nice people. And I think that's great. Take home an artist tonight. Just take one home with you. You can buy them up there at the Pfaff booth at any time you want. You might even, by breaking out that wallet and opening it up and spending a dollar or two, you might even enable these guys to put an extra gallon of gas in their tank and actually make it all the way home. So go out and buy an artist and take them home for tonight. Surprise all your friends and neighbors. You'll really enjoy it, and they'll appreciate it. We had Tamberlin on just a little while ago, and they asked me to announce that their tapes and CDs are going to be available up at the Pfaff booth for only about another half hour, and then they have to leave and take them with them to the next gig. So you heard them, you loved them, now go up and buy a tape or CD for them. They will appreciate it, and as I said, you will too. This evening, if you haven't been here before at this festival, you won't recognize some of these names, but if you've been here more than an hour, a day maybe, you'll recognize these as the backbone of Florida folk entertainment. Some of these performers have been around in the Florida entertainment scene for years. They have earned their bona fides, and they are outstanding. Florida has some of the greatest folk entertainers in the country. Let me give you some examples. Ken and Lee Skeens. Terry and Terry Banjos Unlimited. Grant Livingston, Florida Songs. I mean, he put his stamp on that. Whitey Markle. Now, there's a guy for you. He puts on a show. If you haven't seen him, you have really missed something. Stay around and enjoy him tonight. Dale Kreider. Echo Folk. He will really tear at your heartstrings the next time you even mow your lawn. Dale Suggs. Everybody knows Dale. He travels all through the Southeast and gets even outside the Southeast once in a while. And he really brings Florida and what Florida means to so many of us home to a lot of people all over the country. Velma Fry, Vince Martin, Greengrass Revival, Billy Dean. If you were here last night, you know what Billy Dean is all about. Just fantastic. Great performer. And then the festival finale with Doug Goss, who is just a fantastic entertainer, performer, songwriter, MC, raconteur. It just goes on and on and on. And they're going to bring out a bunch, and I do mean a bunch, of, as I said, the backbone of Florida folk. Stay around, enjoy yourself. Since you're going to be here, don't forget the food. There's some great Greek food over here and way up at the back. There's gourmet coffee when they back open up later this afternoon, just up behind you. Over at the marble stage, the old marble stage, they've got, I haven't had lunch, so let's go through this. Ribs, chicken, Hoppin' John, Seminole fry cakes, and it goes on and on and on. So just go over and get yourself a big plate of something. I had a Greek salad last night that just went on forever. That was just great.
What's that mean?
The mics.
How are we doing, guys?
We'll give you optimistic.
We're getting. Okay. Friends of Florida Folk, I can't say enough about them. They make so much of what Florida Folk is about possible. Not only up here on this one weekend. Are we ready?
I'm just listening to you, John. I don't think we're ready yet.
Well, it's nothing like having an audience. They make it possible, not only, as I said, here, but all through the year with other events and the support, the newsletter. As I said,
they do that.
And this is one of the heartbeat of that association. There you go. He deserves it. Yeah. So go up. Open up that wallet of yours, get that checkbook out. I don't think all the ink has melted out of your pen yet. And write a check to Friends of Florida Folk. Not only will you be helping a great cause, but you will be getting their newsletter, which will keep you up to date on some fantastic Florida folk entertainment and events, contests, etc., all over the state. How are we doing? Hey, you've done this. You know what this is like.
Did they tell you that this was going to be an easy job? They tell you that being an MC is going to be an easy job in the middle of the afternoon?
You mean the guy standing with a gun there in the back? Yeah, no, he didn't tell me that. Are we ready? Okay, this group, 20 years here, and they can still talk to each other. 20
well,
years
I don't know,
of the
two are missing.
Three
two
aren't talking. Made it
here. From Tampa and San Antonio, they have tapes on sale, but Pfaff, they're working on their CD. Yeah. The young gentleman standing there with the washtub bass is an ex-Florida champion at the washtub. He may be the Florida champion at the washtub because they're not sure if they're still having it. So I guess that may be continuous.
He's always a champion in our hearts.
There you go. New Sand Mountain Wildcats. You'll love them.
Oh, yeah, you'll love us. Once a champion, always a champion, we always say.
Some old woman lordy in this town has been telling them lies on me. Wish to the Lord that old woman would die and quit telling big old lies on me. I just got back today.
Oh, yes, he did.
Saving all my money, babe. I spend it all on me. What more can a poor boy do?
Oh, baby, it ain't no lie.
Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie.
This life I'm living's mighty hard.
Deal on her second set of teeth.
Well, it's some old woman lordy in this town has been telling them lies on me. Wish to the Lord that old woman would die and quit telling big old lies on me. No, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. This life I'm living's mighty hard. Thank you.
Thank you all so much.
So most of you know that Rochelle left because she had a family emergency, and that's why the coffee's not very good, and because she's the only one who knows how to make it. And so I hope your thoughts are with Rochelle. Dennis, now Dennis, we don't know where Dennis is.
You know he's musically promiscuous, so we think he's playing with another group.
That's right. Yesterday, we were on the other stage. He wasn't there. Here we're on this stage. He's not here. We're very confused by this behavior. Is there a therapist in the house? Some sort of family counseling. I think this is what we need. Okay.
Mediator.
Well, I don't want to, you know, give you our problems, but that's what's going on.
Way down Columbus, Georgia, wanna go back to Tennessee. Georgia, wanna go back to Tennessee. Way down,
way down.
Columbus Stockade, my friends have turned their backs on me. Well, let's go and leave me if you wish to. Never let me cross your mind. I'm in your heart.
In your heart.
You love another. Leave the Lord and I don't mind. The other night, as I was sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I woke, I was mistaken. I was looking through the prison bars. Well, let's go and leave me if you wish to. Never let me cross your mind. In your heart.
Many a day.
Many a day.
With you I ramble.
much many a night with you I've spent. I thought I had.
Thought I had.
You love forever. But now I find it's only lint. Well, let's go and leave me if you wish to. Never let me cross your mind and defend your heart.
In your heart.
You love another. Leave, little darling, I don't mind. Leave, little darling, I don't mind.
Thank you. You know, I don't know how many of you know anything about playing the Jew's harp, but it takes a lot of breathing in and out, and it makes one faint in this hot weather, so if I keel over, you'll know why.
Don't keel over.
I'll try not to.
You know that little lick, this lick right here? Dennis taught me that lick. I miss my Dennis. Okay, we'll do. We're going to do the crow black chicken. Yeah. Every good set of folk music, I got this from Ann Arto, needs at least one tune or song about a barnyard animal.
I was going to say chicken, but barnyard animals.
Barnyard animal, and without it, no set is complete.
I went across the mountain, give my horn a blow. Thought I heard a pretty gal say, yonder comes my bow. Crow black chicken, crow by day, crow black chicken and fly away. Crow black chicken and pop my pie. I like chicken pie, I like chicken pie, I like chicken pie. Well, the hardest work that ever I done was hoeing a field of rye. Easiest work that ever I done was eating that chicken pie. Crow black chicken, crow by day, crow black chicken and fly away. Crow black chicken and a pop pop pop. I like chicken pie, I like chicken pie, I like chicken pie, I like chicken pie. Rooster crow by midnight, rooster crow by day. Long came and now, Lord, I have mercy and stole my chicken away. Crow black chicken, crow by day, crow black chicken and fly away. Crow black chicken and pop, 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 pop. I like chicken pie, I like chicken pie, I like chicken pie, I like chicken pie.
Okay.
Chicken with reverb.
Here's an idea. Let's do something that Dennis plays the lead on and Rochelle sings the lead on, and we'll just see how that sounds.
It's a good idea.
We'll just play our parts and
see
what it
idea.
Sounds like. Okay.
It's a really good idea.
In fact, this will help you to realize why people even get together in a group. You'll see that without certain parts, it sounds different.
That's right. It's like a little demonstration here.
What's it?
This song always reminds me of this festival a little.
Oh, the night was clear and the stars were shining and the moon came out so quiet in the sky. All the people gathered round and the band was tuning. I can hear them now playing Coming Through the Rye. She was dressed in blue and looked so lovely. Just a gentle flower.
of a small town girl. Then he took her hand and they danced to the music with a single smile. She became his world and they danced all night to the fiddle and the banjo. The drifting tunes seemed to fill the air. So long ago, but they still remember when they fell in love at the Roseville Fair. Now they courted well and they courted dearly. They'd rock for hours in the front porch chair. The years went by from the time he met her and they made their vows at the Roseville Fair, where they danced all night to the fiddle and the banjo. The drifting tunes seemed to fill the air. So long ago, but they still remember when they fell in love at the Roseville Fair. Now here's the song for all you lovers. Here's a tune that you can share. May you dance all night to the fiddle and the banjo the way they did at the Roseville Fair. The way they did at the Roseville Fair.
Very nice. It's Darylin Caudill, our lead vocalist.
That was pretty good.
She'll be coming around the mountain, Charming Betsy. Coming around the mountain, Coralie Poiffet. If I never see you again, well, it's little gal, remember me.
Hey, rich gals that drive big old Cadillac cars. Poor gals that do quite the same.
Yee-hoo.
My gal, she drives an old T Model 4, hey, but we get there in just the same.
She'll be coming around the mountain, Charming Betsy. Coming around the mountain, Coralie Poiffet. If I never see you again, well, it's little gal, remember me.
Rich gals that live in big old brick houses.
Woo!
Poor gals that do quite the same.
Yes, we do.
My gal lives way down in the Birmingham jail.
Oh,
but
no.
It's a brick house and just the same.
She be come around the mountain, Charming Betsy. Come around the mountain, Coralie Poiffet. If I never see you again, well, little gal, remember me.
Those rich gals that wear that fine French perfume.
Right behind the
poor
ear.
Gals that do quite the same.
My gal, she never wears no perfume at all, but you can smell that gal.
She be coming around the mountain, Charming Betsy. Come around the mountain, Coralie Poiffet. If I never see you again, well, it's little gal.
Rich gals that wear those fine silk clothes. Poor gals that do just the same.
Yeah.
My gal, she hardly wears anything at all, but it's a brick house just the same.
She'll be coming around the mountain, charming Betsy. Come around the mountain, Coralie, poor thing. If I never see you again, well, it's little gal, remember me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kip.
Well, we're going to do one more.
Yep. If you'd like to hear what we sound like with the whole group, we do have tapes up there for about another half an hour, I believe.
Or so, if you like us like this, you take the tape out, you snip off the bottom half. And
then you got it.
No problem.
All right.
You do the first and I'll do the second one.
What is
you do
it?
The first and second, I'll do the third. It's not written down anywhere. It's only in my mind. It is the Frailing Song.
Back in 1831, Joel Sweeney, it appears, did the most amazing thing in the history of ears. He took his curly maple banjo, it had a possum hide, and he added a little fifth string. Okay, for you banjo players, he didn't add the fifth string. I know that. He added the fourth string. There's a big hubbub about it, okay? The song's wrong. Give me a lot of trouble. This is the song. This is the string he added, but it doesn't sound so good. Listen to this. He added a little fourth string. That doesn't sound good. Running halfway up the side. On his fingers, he had no metal picks. He had no tuners. He could Scruggs. But you know, I think I liked the banjo better before they ironed out all the bugs.
Don't the honeysuckle bloom by the outhouse in the spring? On the front porch of an evening, can't you hear the bullfrog sing?
Ribbit.
And the winter don't they sit and rock and listen to the fires roar? Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore? Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore? Well, I've heard hot lips and cheap tricks until my ears got sore. I miss the sound of Uncle Dave and stomp the floor. Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore? Back before flea markets, every county had swap day. People all around the place could hear them wildcats play. You buy a set of tools or a brace of mules and you dance till your feet got sore. Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore? Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore? I've heard hot licks and cheap tricks until my ears got sore. Whee! I miss the sound of Uncle Dave, he'd play and stomp the floor. Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore? Well, I've been to some modern festivals. Sometimes I like them quite a lot. But every other city slicker, he's got a five-string pot. He's playing Deliverance and Jed Clamp, but as fast as he can go. Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore? Don't the honeysuckle bloom by the outhouse in the spring? On the front porch of an evening, can't you hear the bullfrog sing?
Ribbit.
In the winter, don't they sit and rock and listen to the fires roar? Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore?
And the answer is yes, somebody does. His name is James N. Connor. And Connor came down to the Old Time Music Championships in Dade City this summer, earlier this summer. And he played his trademark song, the Sand Mountain Holler.
Get along, boy.
gee and a haw. Get the old mule back to the draw. Dance on down to the end of the furrow. Well, it's hey, Uncle Arthur, gonna turn him around. Who made the back band too damn tight? It's a Sand Mountain Holler.
Not banjos, all got plastic heads. You can take me back to the good old days, the Grand Ole Opry and Uncle Dave. I miss his sound and miss his laugh, miss the galluses he wore. Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore?
I've heard hot licks and cheap tricks until my ears got sore. I miss the sound of Uncle Dave. He'd play and stomp the floor. This is a Wildcat Boogie.
Doesn't anybody ever wrap a banjo anymore?